This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to be with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon and on Monday nights from 8 p.m. right until 10 p.m. Mufti Saab, how does one go about making istighfar, and which is the best way? Is the Quranic du'as, what is the best?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I was just reading that article, how the Republicans are trying now to deport him and say that he is not really a U.S. citizen and so forth. Mamdani, you see that? So I was reading. So what they're saying, he's a communist. We all know that's a big lie. And he's a terrorist, you see that? So Randy Fine, Pakka Harami terrorist, he talks nonsense, you must remember that. And other morons and haramis, Pakka haramis. And if you don't know what harami means, it means an illegitimate child. But for the Jutlas and Americans, we can't use words like that. We use BB. So we call them big B's. They are Pakka haramis. You got it, Jutlas? You recording me? I'm so happy, you see that. I feel honored, Jutlas. Recording me, mashallah. Pakka haramis, we make dua, you go straight to hell if there's no hidayat for you. So you must, what was about your question now again?
Sam, how does one go about making istighfar?
So how do we go about making istighfar? I was getting too obsessed with the jutlas now, so we forget the question also sometimes. So go to Quran Sharif, chapter 71, Surah Noah, Noah alayhi salatu salam, chapter 71. His name Nami and Isme Grami is mentioned. One guy asked me, what's the meaning of Isme Grami? Does it mean Instagram? I say, your brains are also polluted, you must remember that. So Isme Grami means honorable name. So his honorable name is mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran. Entire surah dedicated to him, chapter 71. He tried everything humanly possible to call the people individually, publicly, privately, discreetly, but they were not prepared to listen, and they would insert their fingers in their ears. They would pick up, cover their faces with their clothing and whatever else they were wearing that time. So then he made dua to Allah, chapter 54, verse number 10, Surah Qamar, the moon. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Oh Allah, I'm overwhelmed, overpowered. You defend me, you assist me, oh Allah. See, same time he made the dua, the deluge and the flood and the tufan started. And that's from the clouds in the skies, from the land and the sand. Remember, it started. Quran says, and in Musnad Ahmad, it teaches us from 1st of Rajab. It started right till the 10th of Muharram, 6 months, 10 days. And all of them drowned, the kuffar and munafiqeen and whoever else of that time. Who were rescued? Only 82 people. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. You see that? Now, while these people were living, Muslims and others, he told them, chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, and that's Busit. Istaghfiru Rabbakum, O people, make istighfar. Ask Allah for pardon and forgiveness. We are sinners, ordinary mortals. Anbiya, prophets and messengers are protected by divine protection. They ma'asum, never committing sins and vices Allah forbid. They are make mistakes here. Mistake does not constitute a sin. There can be error in judgment, so that is not a sin. So we must remember that. So istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. My brother's name was Abdul Ghaffar. I was there by my parents' grave and all that. My cousin, you see, Osman Hussein Ossi. So we went to Khutflay, long story. So I told her, Ossi, Osman, his father, my father, his father, then Abdul Karim, Abdul Kaka, and Ibrahim Kaka, Bamli. So these uncles of mine all passed away on a Friday. Chusa Kaka, Friday. Abdul Kaka, Friday. And he, Ibrahim Kaka, Friday. And my father, Ramadan. So must be their parents or good people also. Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So I went to my brother's graves also. You see that? And our Osman Hussein, mashallah, his son is there also. We make dua for him. And for Sikandar Ali Hussein, that's our Hussein family, all buried there. So anyway, so Abdul Ghaffar is my brother's name. Other brother Ahmed Rashid, you see. So anyway, so a good name to keep, Abdul Ghaffar. Our Maimon people, they like Abdul Ghaffar, Abdul Sattar. So Allah says, make istighfar, innahu kana ghaffara. If you are sincere, yursili sama alaykum midrara. Allah will send beneficial rain for you. Wa yumdidukum bi amwal. Allah will increase your wealth for you. Wa baneen. Allah will bless you with pious good children. These are the worldly benefits. And the year after, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will grant you the gardens of paradise and the streams and the lakes and all that in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah majalna minhum. Ya Allah, grant us entry into your Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب, directly, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. There's the duas we should make. Now, in English, what you say, Hafsab, you're a teacher, past, present, future. So now in English we say wa'afu, in Arabic we say for the past, wa'afu anna, Ya Allah, forgive us. From the time we became baligh and mature till now. For now, currently, presently, wa'afir lana. So this is the last line of Surah Baqarah, right? So wa'afir lana, make Sattari, cover and conceal our vices and sins, Ya Sattar. And for the future, wa'rahamna. Ya Allah, envelope us in your mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Whilst you alone exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy. So you have good, better, best in English. Now good. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, I ask your forgiveness, Ya Allah. I'm a sinner. I confess, there are no mitigating circumstances. Admission of guilt. Then better than that. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. Now you're asking for istighfar and tawbah. What is the difference between istighfar and tawbah? So istighfar is, you must remember, that we're asking Allah for forgiveness from the time we became baligh, mature, till now. And tawbah is for now and the future. Ya Allah, do not let me go and relapse. These guys involved in the scourge of drugs, Allah forbid. After 2 months, 3 months in the rehab, they're walking straight. But then they're addicted, so they go back at that. So we don't want that. So, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhambin. Ya Allah, I ask your forgiveness for all my vices and sins. Wa atubu ilayya. Ya Allah, I'm turning to you. You help me. I'm weak, Ya Allah. Don't let me go to my sordid, evil, devilish lifestyle of the past. You see that? Istighfar, we make dua for the deceased, we make dua for the people, we make dua for everybody. But tawbah, you must do for yourself, you can't do for anybody else. There's another difference also. Which is the best time of Hisab to make istighfar? 2 places Allah mentions it. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. You awake, you listening to us 4 o'clock in the morning. So you must remember, so you woke up 3 o'clock or so. So it's suhoor time, sehri time. Take out 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. That's the best time to make istighfar. Suhoor time, sehri time. Another place, wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. So that is what we must do, you see. And then the best of the best, Sayyidul Istighfar, good, better, best. Shaddad bin Aus, when you enter Aqsa al-Mubarak, you see that? So on the left hand side, these Jutlas, they want to now take over everything the haramis. Allah decimate and destroy them. Allahumma ahlik ahli Saud wa man wa'alahum. So Allah Ta'ala destroyed the Zionist regime and Allah Ta'ala destroyed the Saudi regime. They all colluding with one another, and the Dubai regime and MBZ and all of them. So Allahumma ahlik al-Yahud wal-Nasara wa a'da ad-deen ya Rabb al-Alameen. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy all these enemies, ya Allah. They say they are friends, not friends. They want to just steal our resources and everything. So now the last one, Shaddad bin Aus, Ubadah bin Samit, they buried there. So he heard Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam reading this istighfar, the best istighfar, good, better, best. This is the best. So hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahadika wa wa'adika mastata'at a'udhu bika min ni'matika alayya wa abu'u laka min ni'matika alayya wa a'udhu bi sharri ma sana'tu. You see, I must read it fast, otherwise you get mixed up. I start again. Allahumma anta rabbi la لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على أهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت وأبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. So you must learn it like that. Make pakku, pakku. Now kachu, kachu, bas this. You see, when we used to read sabak by Hafiz Dimalia, he give you a varma clap, you understand? He'll give you such a smack, your body will turn. So you must remember, must be 100%. Allah shukar, me, I never got hiding. I was terrified, man. So you must remember that. So you must be 100% pakka, no kacha business. So we must learn that good, better, and best. Yeah.
Isn't it true that MBS has changed the textbooks, and in particular he has put as the best day of the week Saturday to appease the Zionists and so on, Mufti sir?
All these Salafi characters sending out messages, I'm challenging you, come here. You can stay in your town, in your city, in your country, and I am prepared to take all you Salafis on. I am prepared to take all you Shias on with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. First question you Salafis must answer. Is MBS a Muslim or a Murtad? I say, Pakka Murtad. You in America, MBS is coming there. Go to the Saudi embassy there in Washington and have big, big board, freedom of expression. That is your amendment to the Constitution, Second Amendment or whatever you want to call it. And have MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. You see that? Then next board, Najdi. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for you Najdis. You see that hadith Bukhari Sharif. So everything you must think about. Pakka murtad, I go one step ahead and say, وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَدٌ. After knowing, and you know all these things are happening, and you still say he's a Muslim, you still take money from them, you're a ghaddar, you're a traitor, you're a murtad, you're a kafir yourself. Let me tell you that. You understand? You know the man, he's not making ta'amir-e-Islam, he's making takhrib-e-Islam, and he's doing all these things, destroying Islam, and you still go boot his back, you still go boot lick his backside and front side? Where's your ghairah? Where's your iman, you Salafis? Shame on you, man. You understood? Therefore, we say you're Muslim, but you are Baal and Mudwil, remember. And same thing with the kafir Shias. You want to debate? We debate. First question, Khomeini is Muslim or kafir? La'anatullah alayhi. We say 100% kafir. So you must remember he rejects hadith, right? He don't believe in all this Bukhari and all. He'll only believe in it when it suits him. Second one, he says that you must remember that thus we must change the whole constitution. You know Saudi Arabia, when they started, let me give you, King Abdul Aziz, when he died, 53, from 53 to 64 was who? Saud. Saud was a drunkie, you understand, half drunk in that. So they took it away from him, then King Faisal came into power. Then he got Shaheed in 75 March. So then after him came Khalid, then after him came, you must remember Fahd. Then after him came Abdullah, then after him came Salman. So these are all the sons. Now the first time the power will move to the grandson, and there's huge tension and a conflict there. Then many guys want him out, but now he's got the army, he's got America, he's got this guy. But Allah will destroy them, you must remember. So he changed it, and before him his father and them also. So they told them, no, this Thursday, Friday holiday is no good. It's not good for your economics and business and that. You must make the weekly holiday Friday, Saturday. So if you go to Israel, occupied Palestine, so Friday afternoon is holiday and Saturday is holiday. Like how we have Saturday afternoon, but now Saturday is holiday, we know that. And Sunday is holiday. So there, Ijutlas is the this Friday from Jummah time like afternoon and then Saturday. And you must remember Saudi, that Friday holiday and Saturday holiday. So what the hell are you trying to do? You must remember that. He changed the syllabus, all the ayats of jihad and all that. They're removing it and expunging it. These imams of the haram, show me one of them can speak about it. Show me one. And Sudais is the biggest culprit, the biggest scholar for dollar. He loves like a king himself, if you know anything of Sudais. You must remember that. So anyway, he's Ra'isul Haramain and Sharifain, the head of Makkah, Medina. And it's just bootlicking, you must remember this. So what they do, they say, you mustn't speak nothing about jihad. So I remember very well that Sudais from 1992 right till 1999. You understand, 92, 93. But anyway, early 90s. For 7-8 years, consecutively Ramadan, myself, my wife, we used to save during the year. I was in Darul, you know. So we never had so much money. We stay in all those crock hotels. Story, my one connection came, you understand, to me in Medina. I said, come inside. He said, your hotel is so crooked from outside, I can see the walls are crooked. How you like that? They refused to come inside. You understand? They say, from outside, I can see the walls are crooked. So I don't worry, man. We just be Makkah, Medina, finish. We want to be there, last 10 days. That was Sudais. I still got one recording somebody sent to me. He said, go show this to Sudais. How is to make dua against the Jutlas and for Masjid al-Aqsa? 2 million, 3 million people, everyone crying, whether they knew Arabic or not. That was Sudais. But today, no more Sudais. It's Sudais scholar for dollar business. So remember that everything he does, you must remember, is to destroy Islam's line. The futuristic city, the mega city, there in Tabuk, in Ula. We went to all these places. Millions and billions of dollars. They said it's going to be 100 kilos of this. They can't even make 10 kilos properly, you understand, 10 kilometers, 15 kilometers. So they already abandoned that crazy plan. All public money, Muslim money wasted in this year. Pakka harami, murtad, shaitan, ghaddar, auladu, iblis. And you chamchas, you must tell him I said so. You understood? Bootlicking him. Shame on you, Salafis. Want to come tell me that you all are practicing on Salafi Salih. Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah went to jail for speaking the truth. You can't even speak the truth, you haramis. So that's what you are. Bootlickers. Nimak haram you are. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Ola protect us from these shaitans.
This person says, Mufti Saab, please help me. Something has been done to me and it infects everything in different ways. Please make special du'as for me.
You see, sometimes in life when things go negative, now we Indians especially, we Indians, because our forefathers were Hindus, and if you study Hindu religion, they got all their idols. So they got Lingam, the male organ, then they got Yoni, the female organ, then they got Ganeshi, the elephant, and then they got Hanuman, the monkey, and then they got Ganpati, the reptiles, and the rats and mice. That's their business, we got nothing to do with that. So now, because our forefathers were Shantilal and Maganlal and this, so I asked one guy, what you had for lunch? He said, I had dal. He said, the dal make me mal. You understand? The dal make me mal. So this type of thing. He said, the dal, it makes me go crazy. You see that? So Indians, we majority. That we forefathers Hindus. You can't get all this Patel and Desai and what you think. You Muslim, your forefathers. Pakka Hindus, you must remember that. So all this, let's finish, right? That topic now. So now, we have lot of waham in us. Lot of doubt and suspicion in us. Now this brother says, or sister, everything is going negative in my life. If you're not going to be positive, then everything will turn negative. Allah lets the vicissitudes and the ups and downs in life come to us because human being is so arrogant. Allah says if he made every one of us a millionaire, billionaire, which he could have done. For Allah, everything is easy. Then what you should have done? You should have caused mayhem, chaos on this earth. You must remember that. Because now you feel, who the hell are you to come and tell me? So that I'm a millionaire, billionaire. And so Allah made it. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So we made some people rich. We made some people poor. All that. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Go open Surah Shura, chapter 42 and verse 27. And in the same Juz 25 Suparama, go open Surah Zukhruf, gold, and Shura is consultation. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We distributed the income and livelihood of people on this earth. So some people will become employers, others will become employees, and so forth and so on. Chapter 43 and verse number 32. You see that? So now that is what we should realize. Now things went bad for you. You lost your job, or you are so sick and you got no energy, nothing. So we must turn more and more to Allah. Not now. We can't adopt a defeatist attitude. We can't be pessimistic. A Muslim must be that. Quran, the hadith, I could see. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ. Allah Jalla Wala states in hadith, I could see. أَنَا أَكُونُ عَلَىٰ أَبْدِ بِي. I will treat my servants as he thinks of me and believes in me. You must say, Ya Allah, you are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, through your raham, your mercy, your compassion, take your me, remove my obstacles and problems. Ya أَكْرَمُ الْأَكْرَمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the most honorable one. Give me that honor in this world and the year after. Ya Allah, my business is falling apart. Ya خَيْرَ الرَّازِقِينَ. You are the best one to give risk and sustenance and provision. But we don't want to do that. We just sit there on our lazy boy, watch the TV, and think that everything will come down right now. That is all shaitaniyat. And then we want self-sympathy and sympathy, empathy. Me, I don't give people sympathy like that. So you must make effort. You must make turn more and more to Allah. More salat, more tilawat of Quran. The little bit money you got, give out 50 cent, 20 cent also. That sadaqah will attract the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So change your life. I show you the glass. You can tell me it's half full, or you can tell me it's half empty. You're forever telling me it's half empty. So my brother, sister, you must change. Chapter 13, verse number 11. Allah Jalla Wala states in Surah Ra'd, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily, Allah Jalla Wala will never let the condition of people change until they change themselves also.
Person says, I have a mother who blatantly lies and is causing problems. When I confront her, and then she cries and says, this is life without a husband and home. And then I end up with so much bad luck because of her tears. Please advise, Mufti sir.
Remember, sister, you must keep quiet. You don't tell your mother anything. She is now 70 years old, 65, 75, 80, whatever. She's gone senile. You understand? They will just talk things. Even if your father is wrong, even if your mother is wrong, go open Imam Bukhari's work, Al-Adabul Mufrad, and that you will find a long chapter he's got on Birrul Walidain, how to treat your parents. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, show respect, love to your parents. Wa in zalama, wa in zalama, wa in zalama. Thrice the Master alayhi salatu salam said, even if they are wrong, even if they oppress you, you just keep quiet and make khidmat for them, make dua for them. And so they gone senile maybe. Now they are in their second childhood. They don't even know what they're talking. All that curses they are giving you, all will go back to them if they are in their right frame of mind. And if they senile, it will have nothing to do with you or on them and so forth. So you just take her du'as and just try and accommodate her and that. So if I ask you, how's your brothers? How's your sisters? It's fine. Can I ask you, how's your fathers? How's your mothers? You give me a smack, right? So we only have one set of parents. And that's why they're so special. Friday I was there, you understand? So when I'm reading by my mother, the tears flow till today. What then, what they did for us? Who would wake up for 2 years, 3 o'clock in the morning, and that time no electric stove and all that, put koila, put hood and put all this and make tea for you? Who will show you all that love? Walida kon or biwi kon? So I went to New York, not to meet Mamdani. So I went to China, I went to Guangzhou, I went there, Russia, Moscow, all that we went with Allah's help. So I went with my wife, but I went alone, for example, to make you understand. So now I come back. So Biwi Biti or Walida Biti, you see. So my mother is there. Whenever I came from Karachi back, my whole family was waiting for me at Jansmat Airport that time. I always made sure the first person I used to meet was my mother and Gisa. You see that? So Biwi Kon or Walida Kon, who's the mother and who's the wife? So Biwi Nepucha, so the wife asked, Merely Akyalaya, what you brought for me? We all got matlab, you see that? We madrasi is hidden agenda and ulterior motive. What gift you brought for me? What present you brought for me? What you did there? Walida Nepucha, Walida Muhtarama, the honorable mother asked, Beta Kana Kaya, you ate? So a mother's love is unconditional love. So you don't worry about that. You just keep serving her. Tomorrow she's gone. Then she will be history and you must carry on with your geography. You say, I tried my best for my mother, although she was a difficult person. But you don't go and say, no, I won't do anything for her. No, Islam don't. And all of you who put your father, mother and them in the old age home, me personally, if one day I could become prime minister, president, first guys I will punish you all is you guys. Give you all 50 lashes on your backside in the public. You see that? Where's your iman? Where's your ghaira? Where's your sharam, you understand? Take your father, mother and put them in the old age home because your wife don't like them, because your children don't like them. They are a liability. You are a liability, you shaitan. So you put your father, mother there. Allah's curse is on you, everlasting. Kullu dhambin insha afa anhu wa insha azabahu. Every son, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if it's Allah's prerogative, Allah either forgives you or either Allah Ta'ala, you understand, will punish you. When you are disobedient, you don't want to speak to your mother, you don't want to make salam to her. She brought you up, she fed you, she carried you. Now you forgot all that just because of your wife or your money. So remember, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَجِّلُ عُقُوبَتَهُ عَلَىٰ صَاحِبِي فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. All those people who are disobedient, rebellious to your parents, Allah will unleash His punishment on them, that son, daughter, grandchildren, in this worldly life, before death overtakes them. Hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif. And now you severed ties with your father, mother, you dump them there in the old age home. Chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, Ma 26, Subara, and verses 22, 23. In Tawallaytum, you got authority. Now you got power. You got money. You got this. You see that? In our corporate world, the people look up to you. So you say, how can I show them to see my father, mother? They don't have degrees. They can't even read properly. They don't even know how to use a cell phone. In tawallaytum antufsidu fil ard, you make mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Watuqatti'u arhamakum, you severed ties. When last? When I went to Durban so many times to the old age home, I take my nephew, nieces, the young ones. They cry. They say, you brought your children. They don't even know it's not my children. I just keep quiet. They say, beta naya aya eat ke rosbi. My son didn't come even eat day. Which kind of son you are? You need a varama club. That's what you need. So you need a good threshing, you know, that's what you need. So أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on them. Allah deprives you of His special mercy. He makes you spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. You speak of money, you will understand. You speak of parents, you won't understand. So what good is that? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Tirmidhi Mishkat Sharif, the alamatu sa'a, the signs of Qiyamah, وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ, that he will be so obedient to his wife and he'll be disobedient to his beloved mother. So mother, you only have one. And wife, you can find plenty. There's many fish in the ocean. She can find many husbands also. I know a woman who got 8, 9, 10 husbands also, one after the other. So I told them, Quran said 4 wives, you understand? You all beat the men also. You all went 8, 9 husbands and all that. Say, no, we're feeling very lonely. I say, you're feeling very lonely. Okay, your pocket of your husbands are garam chair. Kajwa bo garam chair. That is there. You see, no wife, no life. Also, life goes on. Chalo, Afsab, Allah give tawfiq to everybody.
I mean, Jazakallah khairan. Chip Mufti Sahib, final ad break, and thereafter Q&A until 10 to 4, and then Mufti Sahib will be leading us in the dua.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And as we continue with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to be with you with the Q&A until 10 to 4, and thereafter it's going to be time for dua. Mufti Sahib, is there a particular salah that was prescribed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for someone who was blind or who had ailments or problems with his sight?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just now we will come to that. I'm giving you five items that just came hot off the press. Allah reward my sisters, my daughters, my mothers, that you are the ones who helped me out. You Hindus, listen. This is your guys' news, right? And I'll send all these things out after Q&A. So Hindufta priest calls for the eradication of Islam. Notorious Hindufta priest Yati Narsin Ganat, none whatever, called for the eradication of Islam in a recent anti-Muslim hate speech. I assure you, we will eradicate this cancer Islam from this earth. There will be no Muhammad and no one will take the name of Muhammad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. To you we say, chapter 108 and verse number 3, the shortest surah chapter in the Quran, Inna shani'aka wal abtar. How many people tried to eradicate Islam? How many people wanted to remove the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name? Nubahul kilab la yadurru sahab. The barking of the dogs do not harm the clouds. Who is Mustafa? Rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are clouds? Nothing. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Chapter 94, verse 4. We elevate your name, name, isme grami, ya Rasulullah. You're more beloved to us than our own parents and children. That is the love the Muslim has. So you Hindus will make dua, Allah give you hidayat. But if there's no guidance, then you go straight to hell. You'll get cremated and go to hell. You speak all your nonsense here. Now listen, next one. The victims' bodies, this is what the Jutlas gave the Palestinians, right? The person saying this is Dr. Muhammad Abu Silmiya or something. Anyway, Gaza Hospital. The victims' bodies we receive via the Red Crescent were torn apart, mutilated, with organs harvesting confirmed. You see, Jutlas, you are the biggest crooks on earth. The Palestinians' bodies, you confirm, you steal their organs and limbs and what have you. So you tell me, human beings, you are not human beings. One settler, one bullet, you are subhuman. Gideon Levy said that. After 11 years, body of Israeli captive Hadar Golden returned in October. So this is by a deal by Gaza resistance, means Hamas, right? Al-Qassam Brigade, and okay, that is finished. Next one, listen to this one here. They want to strip Mamdani from his citizenship. And listen to the Americans. Pakka harami shaitans, Oladu Iblis they are. So Lucifer's children. 9th October 2025, this is hot off the press. The American Jewish Committee portrayed deceased captive Lior Rudolph as a husband, father of four, ambulance driver and volunteer medic, framing him as an innocent civilian. Our Muslims sent him to hell, alhamdulillah. In reality, Rudolph was neither a civilian nor a paramedic. The Israeli army confirmed he served as a warrant officer in the reserves, deputy security coordinator, and was a member of the settlement near Yasik rapid response team. You see that? So may he go to hell and rot in hell. You must remember, with all the jutlas and haramis there. So that's your breaking. I'll send it after Q&A on all the groups and everywhere, inshallah. So that's the hatred they pour out against Islam and so forth and so on. So two, three incidents come to mind. You must remember, it is the month of Muharram. It is the year 70 after Hijrah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba leave Medina Munawwara and go to Khaybar, 130, 140 kilos, 1.5 hour or so. That we've been there, so we know, alhamdulillah. So remember, so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, yesterday he said, لَأُؤْتِيَنَّ الرَّايَا. Tomorrow I'm to give the banner and the flag. May يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. To that person, Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam love him. And وَيُحِبُّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. And he loves Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hadith Bukhari Sharif in various compilations. Every Sahabi said, how I wish. Umar bin Khattab, Amir al-Mu'minin said, how I wish. My name must be called. Next day the Master Alayhi Salaam said, Aina Ali. Where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? He said, Ya Rasulullah, he's right there at the back. His eyes are paining. The Master alayhi salam said, called him. He was already married to Sayyida Fatima in the second year of the Hijrah. This is seventh year of the month of Muharram. The Master alayhi salam asked him, what's wrong? He said, my eyes are paining. The Master alayhi salam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, applied it on his eyes and so forth. So remember, he says, that never ever did I have eye problem after that. You see that? Abdullah bin Umm Maktum, surah number 80 of the Noble Quran. You see that? Abasa wa tawalla. And the starting verses, Abasa wa tawalla and Jawul A'ma, blind Sahabi. Sayyidina Bilal and Abdullah bin Umm Maktum, blind. Mu'azzin of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. And you go to Surya, Babu Saghir, subhanallah, both are buried there. Kudrat ka karishma. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm blind. Can I read Salat at home? The Master alayhi salam asked him, Samit al-Azan, do you hear the Azan? He said, yes. He said, no, you must read Salat, yeah, in the masjid. So these are things that we must learn. So what you must do, brother? That you must read. Ulama have written this, right? So you must read chapter number 50. I read it now, Zohar time. Every day I read with Allah's help. So chapter 50, Surah Qaf, right? Verse 22. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. Yeah, we are the ones who remove all the veils and curtains. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Your eyesight will become sharp. You'll see smart, good. You must see halal things, not haram things now. So chapter 50, verse 22. And read, ya nuru, and then you can blow on your thumb and rub on your eyes. It's not sunnah, but it's permissible. So these are the actions you can do. Allah Jalla Allah grant us basarat, basirat. Imam Bukhari, Muhammad bin Ismail is his name. Amir al-Mu'mineen fil hadith is his laqab and title. He's growing up, young boy. He becomes blind. The mother is devastated. But see, just now, that person was negative. She was Ummul Bukhari. She cried. She begged Allah, more Quran, more tilawat, more zikr, everything. Then one day in a dream, she sees Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, ya Ummul Bukhari. Go to your son Muhammad bin Ismail and see what has happened. She went there, he could see. Allah blessed him with basarat and basirat. Allah gave him sight and insight. He became Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. Thousands of people. We also went with Allah's help. There to Samarkand, and in front you must remember Khartang. That's the name exactly if you know anything. Khartang. Why Khartang? The day the son of Islam passed away, the roads became so narrow, the traffic could not move, the donkeys, the horses, and whatever mode of transport they use. So they called that town that day Khartang. You see that? So in Uzbekistan, the son of Islam is buried there, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. So we make dua for all the scholars and muhaddiseen and so forth and so on. So that is the joy that came to her. Maulana Muhammad Makki, you see the one whose principal now in Darulum. Maulana Ismail Aku, his history, geography is this. His father is Ibrahim. He passed away, Jannat al-Firdaus. And we make dua. His mother is alive, Masi Hajra. So Ibrahim and Hajar, and son Ismail. The Masi Tahajiha, we make dua for her. I always tell her when I'm there, ke Masi asa bo dua karo tua in life, and jo putal lai bi bo dua karo ja. So you see, they are listening now, somebody will pass the message. So then her son Ismail, so he came to Darul Uloom in 83. You see, he graduated in 93. He did hifz there by my qazi, Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and then he studied us and all that. So his father told Muhammad Sema, that my son's graduation, we must call Maulana Muhammad Makki, the one who delivers lectures there in Makkah, in the Haram Sharif, you know. He's very sick now and all that. Anyway, so he came and all that, you see, that we picked him up and all stories, right? And I had to be MC and what have you. So that I remember vividly still. So now he had to deliver Bukhari Sharif in Arabic. So I told him before, Mausema told him, he started in Arabic and then he went Urdu. Mausema was very upset. But anyway, he's Mehman, now what we can do. But in that he mentioned what Qissa Ajiba wa Ghariba. He says, my father, Mohana Khair Muhammad Hijazi. You see, his name is Muhammad Khair Muhammad. So he, my father, he went blind in Madinah Munawwara. He went and stood there in front of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I'm begging Allah, Jalla wa'ala, through your wasila, through your barakah, I'm a lover of Quran and Sunnah, but my eyesight is gone. How will I study? How will I teach? How will I do? Crying. Karamatan lihadul wali. So out of he said this in the Bukhari Khatam, 1993 in Darul Newcastle Jalsa. I don't know. This is also, you know, we also don't do things properly. You Darul Ulum, you must say, well, now they're doing properly, but now you got live streaming. Everything must be recorded and kept in the archives. If I ask you where's 93 recording, they'll say, I can tell you from now. You don't understand? Hey, we don't know where it was. Well, Sema, you shouldn't worry over these things, you know. But he passed away in 2007, so obviously he was there. So that time wasn't, you know, all this live streaming also. But I don't think they got records. But I remember that he said this. My father lost his eyesight. He went to the Master, alayhi salatu salam, and cried there and said, Ya Allah, through the wasila, baraka Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, restore my sight. So do that, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala is all Qadir and Mutlaq. He can do whatever he wants to. Remember, never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah.
Is the niqab a choice according to any of the mazahib?
I was just drinking water there, Afsab, don't worry. So now, you know, on Q&A, you have to be wide awake. You can't be half asleep and all that. So leave choice business. I give you two verses and then you must see. Number one, chapter number 33, Surah Ahzab, verse number 59. You see that? You got it? This is in where? So there in 21st Supara. Allah Jalla Wala states, Surah 33, verse number 59. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli azwajik, you tell your honorable wives, you see that? And remember, wabanatik, your beloved daughters, wa nisa'il mu'mineen, and the believing, our women. So my mother, my daughter, my sister, my niece, all of them, you see that? So chapter 33, and that is Surah Ahzab, and verse 59. So Surah Ahzab starts, you must remember, in the 21st Supara, and it carries on in the 22nd Supara. So this verse is there in the 22nd Supara, chapter 33, verse 59. قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكْ, tell your honorable wives, وَبَنَاتِكْ, your beloved daughters, the believing men, your women, وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ, that they must wear the hijab and niqab. Our Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, in his book, Rawayul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran, wrote a wonderful, in two volumes, Bid'atul Kashfil Wajhi, that for the women to expose the face to all and sundry is haram and bid'ah and not permissible. So Quran is telling you that, Abdullah ibn Abbas said that, Sahaba said that, all that. Now you say you want to know a choice business. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, you must remember that, when Allah passes a verdict, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes a verdict, then what is the law? Same Surah Ahzab. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ, it is not permissible for any believing man, for any believing woman. إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا, when Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have passed the verdict regarding any matter, أَيَّكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, that they have a choice in this matter. Allah said so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so. What choice are you speaking of, my sister? وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whosoever disobeys Allah Jalla Wala or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا, they gone far astray from the right path. There are some of ulama in the Arab world like Qarzawi and them, they say that you don't have to cover face. We reject this fatwas of theirs. You must remember that. In light of Quran, in light of Sunnah, in light of Sahaba, is wajib, first compulsory for the lady to wear the parda, the hijab, the niqab, when she comes in front of ajanib, when she comes in front of the strange man. A question came to me now yesterday. This person say, I know him. He says, we are mulling, we are thinking that we want to put a bereavement center, you see. there next to the masjid, because nowadays people's houses, flats are so small. People are living in those areas where the whites are, where the Africans are, where coloureds are. Not all are Muslim, obviously. And they will object that so many cars come, the boom gates, they won't even allow them. So therefore, it's good if we have this. But it's a question. I said, it's haram, is not permissible. I say, first of all, the husband, you will bring him after the ghusl and bathing there to your bereavement center. That wife, the widow, will tell you, I want to come there. You bring her out of her house during iddat. Once her husband passes away, she's in iddat straight away. So 4 months and 10 days, 130 days. Quran says so, chapter 2, verse 234. So you're going to encourage her to come there, haram. You're going to encourage the men and women all to meet there. All that's happening in the vicinity, in the area of the masjid, is even worse. So all that, your intention might be good, but the methodology is haram and not permissible. So we must know that in Islam, Islam means that we submit, we surrender, and we completely surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whether that law is logical or supra-logical, above our puny little brains. Because today we are bombarded by the Western media. So the Muslim Bilal Zikali, my brother, you there? So I'm not saying just Bilal now. So our Bilal today, Muslim, my son, my brother, you see, that he thinks like Bali, most of them. My sister Mariam, she thinks like Mary. So that is the big problem we're having nowadays. So, Afsaf, you got any more questions? One more? Or must I...
Mufti Sahab, one final one. When one makes khitam of the Quran Sharif, must one wait until tahajjud time or can one make dua immediately?
What guarantee you got, my brother, sister, you will see tahajjud time. You finish your Quran, min al-jinnati wan-nas, Allahu Akbar, straight away raise your hands and first praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, send salawat, salutation, durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then 4,000 angels descend to say Ameen, Ameen, minimum. Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah, one of the greatest Shafi scholars and jurors, after Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah, he wrote in Kitabul Azkar, minimum 4,000 malaika descend on the occasion of Khatmul Quran. You make dua same time. And then when you're ending that dua, then you read properly, no mix-up business. Allahumma dhakirni minhuma nussitu. And collectively, Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nussina. Miasfam, fix that up there in your new edition. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Fazailul Quran, Bi'samali Ahadim Ayyakul, Nasitu Ayata Kaita wa Kait, Bal Nusiya. It's very bad, horrible, terrible for a Muslim person to say, I forgot this verse and that verse. Nay, Bal Nusiya, but you are made to forget because you don't read the Quran every day and daily and punctually. You are just neglected. So Allah takes it away. Allah is not in need of anybody. Allahumma read, Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nussina, and then whatever du'as you want to read, wonderful, don't wait for anything, same time you make du'a, and your family members are there, gather them all, man hadar, whoever is there. So, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu in Iraq, there in Basra, he used to complete the Quran, his children, grandchildren, great children, hundred of them. Whoever was present, come on, Khatmul Quran, let's make dua. Allama Nawawi has mentioned in the Arba'een, the 40 ahadith compilations, no waiting business. First tabiqul khairat, in good deeds, do not delay. At taswifu min ash-shaytan, so far means in Arabic, soon, soon. So leave all that, we must do quick. Okay, quickly now, let me run through the program, inshallah. 4 o'clock is news with Brother Suleiman Esop. Suleiman Esop, you must send the podcast. And Bonnie, you also prepared the podcast, 2 parts. And then Hafiz Yusuf Kala, Allah Ta'ala grant them all a Qabuliyat, mashallah, 44, 45 years, they're making khidmat, mashallah. And then 10 past 4, Asr Adhan, and then quarter past 4, the Da'wat of Nabi Daniel, alayhi salam. You sisters, my daughters, my mothers, you listening? Daniel, D-A-A-N or D-A-D-N-Y-A-A-L. Daniel, keep your son's name, grandson's name, Nabi's name, Daniel. What it means? that Sudan, Kutufu Adaniya, it means to be near. And Il Al all means Allah, the one who's very near to Allah. So the da'wat of Nabi Daniel of alayhi salam by Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi, very good. 5 o'clock, that is inheritance by Mona Harun, Abbas Umar. It's not Abbas Umar, it's Abbas Umar. Remember that people, they mix up there. Rahimahullah, 43 years Imam there, you know, one of the great ulama South Africa produced. So remember that, 5 o'clock inheritance. 6 o'clock, that Mona Zaid and myself, it was about Mamdani and all this there. So all variety of questions. 6 to 7. 7 o'clock, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam in Islam by Sheikh Ahmad Didat rahimahullah. 8 o'clock, repeat of medical file. MashaAllah, Allah reward you, Dr. Amin Melrose. One day when I come, I believe you in Marisburg, I'll try and meet you inshallah. So Allah ta'ala reward you, my brother. And I see Suleiman, he's not a doctor, he's not a witch doctor also, but he's a Kali Kali, he likes, you see. So Wednesday he got Dr. Amin Melrose, and Friday he got our attorney, our connection, Zahir Umar. So he's very happy and they happy also. Well done. So that's 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, when fitnas are abound. Many fitnas everywhere. Mona Elias Patel, mashallah. Hazrat Mona Yunus Patel's brother, younger brother. So 9 o'clock to 10. 10 o'clock, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, a shaheed. So he is said good lectures, mashallah. And 11 o'clock, Hazrat Mona Yunus Patel, rahimahullah's nasiha. I must salute the Jamiat Ulama Natal, especially Mona Ahmad Muhammadi, hafizahullah. They're 70 years and they're coming out with that series, who are the founders of Jamiat Ulama Natal in 1955, and then who were the senior members. Now they're busy with Mohan Yunus Patel and all his. There'll be another book coming out, but these are the snippets, you know, to give us the taste like that. Very good it is, mashallah. Allah mazid fazid, taqabbal Allahu minna winkum. Well done to the Jamiat Natal for that. Okay, we thank all our directors, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team of Capital. We thank all the directors of Ansar and all the directors of Sirius FM, Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and we thank Brother Muhammad Khan and our brother Yasin Putigani of, you understand, Okis Wakis, his daughter getting married in December. Allah make everything easy. And then Mohana Ahmed Dokrat, Mohana Salim Kareem, Mohana Musa Akudi, and all the Day brothers there in Durban, mashallah. Allah to reward them. Come, let's make dua. We got 4 minutes left, inshallah Aziz. When we make dua, then turn to Almighty Allah with respect, raise our hands, sit in tashahud if possible, and then we praise Allah, and then durood, and then we ask Almighty Allah Jalla wala for all our needs. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thanaan alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu walaka alhamdu kullu. Allahumma laka alhamdu bil iman walaka alhamdu bil islam walaka alhamdu bin nabiyya akhir zaman walaka alhamdu bil Quran walaka alhamdu bi sihha wal afiyah walaka alhamdu bil ahli wal iyal. Allahumma laka alhamdu bima hadaytana walaka alhamdu bima karramtana walaka alhamdu bima satartana walaka alhamdu bima zaktana wa ataytana. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhabannar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين المستوطنين اينما كانوا وحيثما كانوا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش امريكيين واسرائيليين وهنديين والمانيين واعداء الدين يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وهدنا سبل السلام. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم ووسع مدخلهم وأكرم نزلهم ونقه عليهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم إن كانوا محسنين فزد في إحسانهم، وإن كانوا مسيئين فتجاوز عن سيئاتهم. اللهم نور قبورهم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، یا اللہ اخلاص استقامت قبولیت سے نوازے، یا اللہ this اجتماع taking place there in Rive India اللہ، یا اللہ this اجتماع taking place in various parts of the world یا اللہ except all the تبلیغی اجتماع، یا اللہ the work حضرت مولانا الیاس نور اللہ مرقدہ who started in 1926 you grant him the highest stages in جنت الفردوس. All our مدارس our دارالعلوم our خانقاہ our madrasas, our maktabs. Ya Allah, you protect it min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil. Allahumma ahfaz bilad al-haramayn al-sharifayn min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allahumma tawhir al-majir al-aqsa min al-yahudi al-ghasibin al-muhtallin al-mal'unin al-mustawtinin. Ya qawiyu, ya aziz. Qala Allah ta'ala fi shani habibi inna Allah malaykatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله guide our youngsters, our sons, our daughters, grandchildren. Go to your father, mother and ask them for forgiveness. Kiss their hand, kiss their forehead. Oh daughter-in-laws, go to your mother-in-law and kiss her hand and say, I ask you for maaf. She will forgive you. She loves you. Don't be beguiled and deceived by the Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer. Life is very short. Remember, time does not have sympathy for anybody. Tomorrow might be too late. Today you pass away. So have mercy on yourself and have mercy on others. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ آمين آمين آمين. You have his wadi, jazakallahu khairan. You boni. So you're going to prepare that podcast, two volumes, and Suleiman Esop, Damat Barakatuhum, small doctor. So you must send it to me, inshallah. We will see you all tomorrow, inshallah, 4 o'clock. Allah Ta'ala reward Mawasadim Kareem and Appa and his family, and our Jinnat Mota, Junaid Mota, Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahib, as well as to the director, sound engineers, and esteemed listeners for tuning into this afternoon's program. Remember, Q&A program tomorrow night from 8 to 10, inshallah. Fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084 786 3132.